We've been hearing more and more about the increasing rate of heart disease in women, and surviving a heart attack has got to leave one feeling quite vulnerable. Leisha Tedford, heart disease survivor and patient support advocate, Jamie Waterstripe, a registered nurse, and the patient service leader in the coronary care unit at Upstate University Hospital are here with us this morning to tell us about a new effort to provide support for women. Welcome to you both. Thanks for coming in today. So a lot of women still think that heart disease is a man's problem, but in fact, it really is not. Tell us about that, Jamie.
Heart disease is the number one killer of women. Women do not experience heart disease the same way as men, so a lot of people don't think of it as a woman's disease. We don't get, you know, that crushing pain. You know, they experience completely different symptoms and kind of push it off, put it on the back burner, you know, don't think of it, don't seek treatment.
Give us some example of some of the symptoms that you see more
maybe
commonly.
Like flu-like symptoms, fatigue, heartburn, just generalized tiredness, you know, so they think, you know, maybe I'm just doing too much, you know, maybe I'll just rest and it'll pass. And occasionally they seek treatment too late. So we're trying to bring that forward to encourage women to come seek treatment, you know, when they first start experiencing symptoms.
Now, Leisha, how did you get involved? I know you're a survivor of heart disease. So how did you get involved? I know there's an effort going on with Upstate. Tell us a little bit about your role.
Well, as a survivor of heart disease, I founded an amazing organization called Women Heart, and it's the National Coalition for Women with Heart Disease because as a survivor, I was feeling alone, and my symptoms were so different, and I was a young woman that I really felt disconnected. And so they brought me on, and they trained me as a Women
the
Heart
Champion.
Oh, I'm sorry, Women Heart, the Coalition, brought me on as a volunteer, and they have a science and leadership symposium that they do every year with heart disease survivors, if you're picked, and you get to go to the Mayo Clinic, and you're trained to go back and work with your community and to help run support groups.
Wow. So do you mind telling us a little bit about how you experienced your heart problem?
Well, I experienced it much how Jamie talked about it. I didn't even know I had heart disease, and it wasn't even something that was in the forefront of my mind. I didn't think women had heart attacks or heart disease. And when I was 40, I started feeling sick, and I actually slept through my first heart attack.
Wow.
Didn't realize I was having a heart attack. I just had some upper back pain, and I carry a lot of things, and I had children, so I just thought I had really strained my back, and I put myself to sleep. And my cardiologist and the doctors that worked with me were really surprised that I lived through that heart attack, because most women die.
Had you already been in touch with a cardiologist, though? No, you're saying following that. Tell us a little bit more about that story, because it's very interesting, I'm sure, to our listeners. So you went to sleep, and then what happened?
I woke up, and I felt better the next day. I mean, the symptoms, like Jamie talked about, are so easily explained away. About a month later, I woke up, and I was a sales and marketing executive, and my territory was New England, and I had to get up early. I was struggling with a little bit of insomnia. When I woke up and started getting ready, I started feeling nauseous. So my first thought was, oh, my kids must have given me something. I caught something for my kids. So again, I pressed on and I kept getting through my day. And 24 hours actually passed since my first symptom until I made it to the emergency room. And I still didn't think I was having a heart attack. And my EKG was normal. It wasn't until my cardiac enzymes came back that indicated I was having a heart attack. And the procedures didn't work, like stenting or the cath procedure, so I ended up having an open heart surgery, a double bypass.
Wow.
To be able to survive. And
you were 40?
I was 40, and I had a 99% blocked artery and 100% blocked artery.
Wow. Was there a family history also?
There is a family history, but the really neat thing with heart disease is if we're made aware about it, it's 80% preventable by our lifestyle choices.
So let's get back to how you guys got together. I understand that there was an event sponsored through Upstate, and that's how you guys met, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that, Jamie.
This past February, the nurses on the coronary care unit put together an event called Strong Women, Strong Hearts. It was a day of free education and pampering for women to kind of educate them about heart disease, so things like this, you know, can be prevented.
For the very reason we've been talking about.
Yes, exactly. And Leisha came to the event with Women Heart and had a table.
So you represented this national organization, Women Heart, at this event.
Absolutely.
And then you guys started talking, and what happened?
We decided that in this community there was a need for a support group, and Leisha was willing to help us with her information, put together a support group for women to talk about problems that they've experienced, you know, get more education,
So this, this event, Strong Women, Strong Hearts, is this going to be an annual event that
you're
going to do?
It is, actually, yep. It's we've already planned the date for next year. It's going to be February 2nd.
With the same concept, to bring women in, to really educate them and pamper them, but give them the whole, the kind of the skinny on what's going on with heart disease with women.
Yes.
And then at that event, you met, and now what's happening since then, the support group? Tell us about that.
Well, we're actually having our first support group on July 30th at 6 p.m., and it's an open house for the community. So we're inviting everyone to come and take a look at the space that we're going to be holding the monthly support group, meet people that are going to be involved, and find out a little bit more about how we can support the community and make a change for women with heart disease.
So this is part of your volunteer kind of effort, even as part of this Women Heart organization. And
it's
kind of, they're kind of dovetailing. Is that correct?
The Mayo Clinic and Women Heart trained me specifically to be able to run a support group in Central New York. And we have women across the country who are Women Heart champions who are doing the exact same thing. So we have modules and different sessions that we can follow to make the support group a success. And then with University Hospital, they have speakers that will come in, like pharmacists and nurses and doctors, to present specific pieces to women.
So the meetings for the support group will take place every month in the same location. Do you want to tell us where that is? Or
it's
the
HealthLink Oasis building on Carrier Circle, which is actually where the Strong Women, Strong Hearts event was held this past year and will be held next year.
Very good.
All the same building.
Well, that makes it easy.
Yes, it does.
And that's where all the courses through HealthLink are being offered.
Yes, yep.
Very good. And then, so you'll be bringing in speakers. You'll be having an opportunity for women to meet and greet and talk with one another. Will they have an opportunity to share? I mean, will that be part of it, to talk with one another about their own experiences?
Yes.
As well?
The format's an educational support group, so there's definitely an education piece. And we really encourage them to connect with their doctors, but there is a portion where they'll be able to share, meet other women, and tell a little bit about their story.
That's wonderful. So what's your basic hope then from having all this? I mean, in your experience as a nurse, are you seeing people coming who really, if they had this information, might have averted their problem?
Yes. We have younger people, younger and younger people who, you know, are runners and athletes and very healthy, who had the same kind of symptoms as Leisha and just put it off. You know, being women, we're very busy. We take on a lot of responsibilities and just kind of put it on the back burner.
So it's always someone else's problems that we attend to,
isn't
it?
That's right.
Yeah. We're hoping, you know, that women will seek treatment sooner to help prevent, you know, further damage to their heart.
And some of the topics I noticed that you're going to go over are like medications, obviously the signs and symptoms, things like what happens, the relationship between other diseases like diabetes, weight management. What are some of the others?
The first month is an open house, and in August we actually have one of our pharmacists from upstate coming to talk about heart medications, you know, why it's important to take them.
Compliance with them.
So it looks like if this gets off the ground, is this something you hope will go on and on?
Absolutely.
Well, it's a fabulous idea and obviously very needed in our community, and I think it was so fortuitous that the two of you met and this whole opportunity really came forward. So I want to thank both of you for coming in. My guests have been Leisha Tedford, heart disease survivor and the patient support advocate, and Jamie Waterstripe, a registered nurse and patient service leader in the coronary care unit at Upstate University Hospital. Well, stay right there. We'll be right back. We've got more HealthLink on air right after this short break.